And at this time in our pregame show, visiting with Broken Bow head football coach Carly Wells. Coach, I got to tell you, I just love the fact that I'm still talking to you. Congratulations on making the playoffs. It's a great achievement.
Yep, appreciate it. Proud of our kids for what they've done during the year and to earn this chance to get in the playoffs, so we're excited.
Carly, you also earned the chance to play at home in the opening round. Can you just talk about that and just the effects of being able to play that opening round game at home?
Yeah, we're excited that we got the we're kind of surprised, but we're excited we got an opening round game at home, and it's against an opponent that we can compete with and have the opportunity to win. So we're excited for the home game, the home field advantage, and everything to come with that.
Carly, I know coming down the stretch in the regular season, a couple of tough defeats to end the season. Can you just talk about getting the players refocused? I'm guessing that it hasn't taken much. I mean, this is the playoffs. But just talk about getting the players past that and getting them focused in on what is still ahead.
Well, we just reflected back on their goals. One of their goals is to make the playoffs, and then another goal is to win some games in the playoffs. So they talked about that at the beginning of the year at the kickoff, actually, out at Kincaid's when we had that. So we told them our goals are still intact, and we just got to remain focused and keep building, and things will turn around. And we just had some unfortunate things in those two losses, and we'll just continue to work and get better and prepare for D.C. West.
You mentioned that you had some unfortunate things happen in those last two games. Carly, your kids did some really good things in those last two games, too. I'm sure that's been part of the conversation coming into this week as well.
Yeah, we talked about at the game. It just come down to a couple plays, and we really played well in both games. Offensively, I thought our line blocked extremely well in both games, and our defense played well. We put them in third down several times, but we just couldn't get off the field on a couple times, and it was just simple things that we could fix, and we just got to move past that and just build and know that things will go our way here coming up.
Carly, through the course of the year, we've kind of talked about the passing game, and I know that's something that you guys have been working on all season long. Now that we've completed the regular season, we're coming into the playoffs. Are you pleased with the progression that you have seen there? We've seen you make some nice plays in the passing game. You had a touchdown throw in the game against Gothenburg.
Yeah, we're getting better, continuing to do things. We just have a lot of our receivers that we have there are young, and they continue to learn each week and what teams will do to you. Their opponents will, how they'll try to stop it. So I'm pleased where we're at and how we're progressing, and we'll continue to work on it this week and try to get it perfected for the game. So
I don't know if this is a topic that I've addressed with you yet, but I know that these two things are very important to you, and that's fundamentals and technique. Are you pleased with where those things are as you enter the playoffs, Carly, or is that still some things that creates conversation even this week?
I think it's still conversation every single week. It's something we work on from day one until now, and we'll continue to work on technique this week again, building into the game on Friday. So it's just something each position does, and if you don't practice it, you'll lose it, and if you don't keep practicing it, you can't perfect it. So you got to keep doing it over and over, and we'll continue to do that. And the kids see sometimes where they let their technique slide, and other times they do it really well. We just got to get it so we're more consistent, and we'll continue to keep practicing it.
Your opponent in the first round of the playoffs is Douglas County West. Just talk about your preparation for them and what are going to be the keys for Broken Bow on Friday.
I think, again, offensively, we got to control the ball, got to create first downs. We can't have negative plays in that sense. And most of that is really, if we have a negative play, it's on ourselves. We just missed a hole or missed a cut. And then defensively, we got to get off the field on third down. That's probably the big one. I think last week we were like 9 of 13 or something, something like that. We just got to get out the field on third down and let our offense move the ball, and then we got to put it in the end zone when we're there. So, and we know we can do it. We know we have the kids that can do it. It's just putting it all together at one time.
Well, Carly, it's always great visiting with you. Congratulations again on making the playoffs, and we wish you and the kids the best of luck on Friday.
All right, I appreciate it.
Coach Carly Wells joining us on Central Nebraska's Sports Source.